This is the City Surgery. Expert advice for the cost of a phone call. The City Surgery. City Surgery. City Talk 105.9.
This is City Talk 105.9. Time now for the psychic surgery. And we have two psychics in the studio. We have our resident psychic, Claire Devine, and a guest psychic who's going to join us for the first time today, answering your question. So if you'd like a psychic reading, for entertainment purposes only, of course, on the radio between now and 1 o'clock, pick up the phone and give us a call. 0151 708 1059. That's the number to call. 0151 708 1059. Now, the lines are open. The team are standing by to take your call. We do get through as many as we can between now and 1 o'clock. 708 1059. You can email your questions as well. surgery@citytalk.fm. The email address always the same, by the way, surgery@citytalk.fm. And the text number is 61025. Start your message with the word talk. That's 61025. Just make sure you start your message with the word talk and that'll come through to the studio. Remember, the show is for entertainment purposes only. If you need advice in matters such as health, finance, business, relationships, that sort of thing, please do seek out the relevant professionals. 0151 708 1059. You can call now. City Talk 105.9 across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales. They're already gabbing away, so you can tell they're going to be okay for the next hour. We've got Claire Devine, our resident psychic, here in the studio. Claire, great to see you.
And you, Mickey.
And you brought Wendy Messenger with you today. Great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. Claire, you brought the cards with you.
I have.
I'm sure it's a different set every week.
No, it's them ones. Do you remember the ones?
Oh, yeah, with the fancy pictures on the back.
Yeah, the fancy pictures. And just my tarot deck as well.
And, there's a rather nifty-looking pack that you've brought for us, Wendy, and that's they're gold-plated. And they've got unicorns on the back.
Yeah, they have. They're not actually gold-plated, but they're, special cards.
Magical unicorn oracle cards.
Yes, because apparently in mythical days, it was believed that the unicorn did actually exist on the earth.
Right.
And because the magic, what was in the unicorn's horn, what people were after, the unicorn actually decided to make itself invisible.
Right.
So that no one could actually take the magic. Oh, yes, it's still around. And then ones who supposedly believe in the unicorn, and also children believe anything magical, it does exist.
So there you go.
It does.
The magic's in the horn.
The magic's in the horn, yeah. Let's hope the magic's within me as well today.
Well, let's hope so. No more horn jokes, please.
No,
Claire Devine and Wendy Messenger with us on City Talk 105.9. The way the show works like this is for entertainment purposes only. So if you'd like a reading on the radio between now and 1 o'clock, pick up the phone and give us a call. 0151 708 1059. Paul in Sefton Park has done just that, and he's through to Claire. Hiya, Paul.
Hi, Miss. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Paul. You okay?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm really good today. Thank you. How can I help you this afternoon? Anything specific?
Specifically, romantic relationships. Where am I up to?
All right. Okay. Let's see what's going on for you then, Paul. All right. I feel a bit quiet with you at the moment. Okay. Certainly to do with a relationship. It's all about control from another person. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What you need to do is just kind of like go with the flow, I have to say. You still feel quite guilty to do with something as well and being made aware of. And it's on how a certain person is dealing with the situation. Kind of feel like I'm left hanging in the balance with you. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're not being very fair towards you. There's something happening this weekend, though, and I do feel there's communication coming from this person. And it's about talking and sorting things out. But you need to sit down and be honest on how you feel as well. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But that is coming through. I get a connection to someone called Debbie as well for you for some reason. So I'm not sure where Debbie is down here on the earth plane. But I know this lady is going to be of some significance to you as well. But at the moment, you need good friends around you as well.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of thinking at the moment. And I feel at times you do feel quite alone. And it's about getting your confidence up again and getting out there.
Yeah.
Okay. But also work as well. There's something really good coming in for you for work as well.
Oh, good.
All right, over the next 6 weeks, I do see a new opportunity that you're going to be given because I can see you signing contracts.
Oh, good.
Oh, so all the best, Paul.
Thanks very much.
All right, take care.
Paul, thanks for the call. So that's Paul in Sefton Park. We're kicking off with all the boys.
All the boys.
Carl in Southport. Next, hiya, Carl.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, pal. You're through to Wendy.
You all right, Wendy?
Oh, hang on. Can you hear?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Wendy can't hear. Let's get it sorted out. Claire, do you want to pick up this one up instead?
Hi, Carl. You okay?
You all right?
Yeah, fine. How can I help you this afternoon?
Can I have, like, a love reading with, like, wealth and health, please?
OK, we'll just pull if, let's see what's going on for you. All right, OK. Right, at the moment, I feel there's a kind of... You need to start being a bit more... There's a bit of a cheekiness to you, do you understand, with your personality?
Yeah.
Certainly to do with relationships as well. Sometimes you are a bit too laid back, I've got to say.
Okay. Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
OK, so that laid backness, you kind of need to start standing up and taking note of the people around you, I have to say. You've been doing a lot of contemplating and thinking at the moment. You have got a lot to give to somebody in a relationship, but it's all about balance with you. You kind of get that fear factor, so you kind of, you want the relationship, but it's two steps in and then two steps back, do you understand?
Yeah.
So you need to try and take that blindfold off, but I do see a new beginning that comes through for you. You've been doing a lot of soul searching recently as well. It's kind of, you want to leave the life you have at the moment in the past and start afresh. You want to be a better person.
Yeah.
You know, and I do know there's a gentleman in the spirit world who draws close at the moment now. He does feel very grandfatherly to me, this man, and he was a very family orientated man. Okay. He talks about the month of June as being significant as well. So there's a birthday he's making aware of in June, and also the name Peter as well. Okay. Right. He's bringing that through. With regards to work, I just feel you need to kind of go with the flow. There is a lady there, and I know you have been hurt in a relationship previously as well. Okay, but that is going to change, and I do feel over the next 3 months, relationship wise, things will get better for you.
Okay, then.
All right, Carl, take care.
All right, Carl, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Carl, in Southport. All the lads to kick things off. We're just getting some headphones sorted here so Wendy can actually hear what's going on. Otherwise, we're going to have one or two problems actually hearing people coming through to the show. But thank you for everybody who's calling today. We'll get back to the phones in a few moments' time. 0151 708 1059. In the meantime, Wendy, let's get you on with some text messages. We'll do that one for people who are coming through on the text today. Please, could I have a reading? Julie's thinking about relationships at the moment. She says, thank you very much. And puts three kisses on her message.
Oh, bless her.
That doesn't get you on any sooner. Just make that clear, Julie. But what would you say to Julie?
What I would say to you, Julie, please, is I just get a feeling as if you're rushing into things, to be quite honest. And I've got to say, I know the last couple of months for you has been quite hard, quite difficult, not only in your physical life, but I also feel it emotionally as well. I do feel you have been hurt very much in the past, and I'm only going to say 6 to 9 months within that period of time. So I do feel, even though there is someone special around you at this time, I do feel you need to sort of take sort of small steps, because I just feel you're trying to rush a little bit there, but you know what, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I don't feel you need to rush within that part. So just take things day by day. I do feel someone's putting a little bit of pressure on you as well, please, within this feeling of a relationship and out where it's going and that. So please be a bit more patient with yourself, because you do need to heal old wounds.
Okay. That's okay. Julie on the text. Let's do another one while we're on. Mark is thinking about work and families after a reading as well. Wendy, do you want to pick up this one as well?
All right then, Mark. I'm going to start with work, please, because there I feel everything's been upside down for you. And I've also got to say, you know, you have sort of, it's a feeling of you've jumped in with 2 feet something at work as well. I do feel there's been things changing very much, and you've had to sort of step up to the mark. I do feel as well you've felt yourself in a little bit of hot water there, but you know what, you've got broad shoulders, and I feel like you're just sort of going with the flow there. Where family's concerned as well, please, I know things have been a little bit upside down there. I know, like, job situation hasn't been as what you would expect it to be. I know someone around you as well in the relationship has changed a job as well, and they're trying to find the footing within that. So at the moment, yeah, family is also very, very important with you. I know things aren't running as smoothly as what they should be, but I do feel when the working aspect settles down within the next few weeks, I do feel everything will follow suit at home as well. So please take care, and hope that was okay.
Okay, thank you to Mark on the text. Thank you to Julie as well, who texted in 61025. Start your message with the word talk. Now, you may not have noticed there, all sorts of clattering around. Hardly fairy steps there, as our producers sorted out a new set of headphones. You should be able to hear me through those headphones on your head. There we go. So we've got Wendy and we've got Claire Devine in the studio, and we're taking calls on the phone lines, which are now open on 708 1059. If you'd like to come through, you can call that number. Let's try this out. Wendy, right. Say hello to Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Wendy.
Hiya. Pleased to meet... pleased to see, speak to you, not meet you. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Chaotic.
All right. It has been a little bit chaotic. So
my fault. Entirely my fault there, Jeff. Anyway, are you after a reading, Jeff?
Yes, I am. It's the old one. What you pick up, what they give to you.
All right, what they give to me. Well, what they give to me, actually, is quite a good feel with your energy, please. I feel as if you're always quite structured. You always know where you're coming from. But I also feel at this moment in time with you, there's a certain thing that's been on your mind that you sort of just can't put to bed. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And I've got to say there, you know, go with your inner feeling, you know, because you're quite in tune with yourself and how you feel about things and where you want things going in your own life, okay?
Yeah.
I know it's caused you a little bit of upset, you know, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
And I know also at the moment you feel you're a bit of a standstill with this. But you know what? What I've got to say is over the next couple of weeks, you are going to receive information that is going to sort of shed a little bit more light on this for you. All right. I know it's also caused you a few problems in your physical health as well. So I know you've not been eating properly or sleeping properly.
That's right. People wind you up, yes.
Yeah, they do as well. But you know what? I'm going to say you've got broad shoulders so you can ride this out. All right. The news, what I've just spoke about to you, you are going to get it very soon because I've just turned the cards over and it is going to be within the next couple of weeks where you get that information. And also, you know, I feel as if you've got to share something with someone as well. You know, these inner thoughts and that and how you feel about this situation.
Yeah.
Don't keep it all to yourself because it's not doing you any favours.
Yes.
All right, so please take care and watch where you do get that information, all right, and look after yourself.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Jeff, thank you for your call. Jeff in Bromborough on 0151 708 1059. We've got Wendy Messenger in the studio today. We've got Claire Devine as well. We'll get to some more questions next. So if you want to book in your question, you can do so now. You can text in 61025. Start your message with the word talk or give us a call on 0151 708 1059. Hopefully in the next 15 minutes or so, we'll be slightly less chaotic.
This is the City Surgery. The City Surgery. Expert advice for the cost of a phone call. City Talk 105.9.
And it's fast coming around to 25 past 12. It's City Talk 105.9. Claire Devine and Wendy Messenger. I don't know what's going on today.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You've got little naughty little spirits in here. Maybe having a little.
There was a naughty little spirit who's just left. He's making all sorts of racket in the background. When the red light is on, people aren't supposed to enter the studio. That will make that clear. The team are here to take your calls on 0151 708 1059. That's 0151 708 1059. If you want to come through on the phones today, you can email your questions to surgery@citytalk.fm. That's surgery@citytalk.fm. We're going to go to the phones in a few moments' time and let's get a reading off the email. Dave says, any chance of a psychic reading? I'm 49 years of age, married with two grown-up girls. What does the future hold? He wants to know about money. He wants to know health. He wants to know about his family. Don't we all? Wendy, do you want to pick up this one?
I will do, yes. For the man on the text there, you want a bit of everything there, obviously. What I've got to start off with work as well, please, because I'm going to that area with you. And I've got to say, I feel you're doing far too much. I know you get paid 9 to 5, but I feel as if you're working 9 to 12 at midnight sort of thing. So I do feel you need to slow down in that working environment because you know, you're doing too much and it's causing you a little bit of stress there. All right. Now, where I'm going to family, please. I've got to say again now, it's your time now to actually look what you want to do. Change things as well, please, within your life, because I feel as if like it's the mundane things that you're used to doing. You've got a bit in a rut and I've got to say you want to be changing. Bring something new into your life, like, take up a hobby or something. I've just turned a couple of cards over and and actually one says try something new, so please bear in mind why I've said that. But I also have got another card here that says decide. Now, where that is concerned, I still feel it's on a family matter, and also with like the young girls there as well, please, within the family. What I've got to say there is, I know one of them's a little bit headstrong, okay, and I know you're sort of giving a lot of leeway there as well, and you are being a lot being patient there as well, but I do feel there's a lot of healing that is needed within the family environment at the moment, because over the last few weeks there's been a bit of tension there as well. So please sort of bite your tongue when you need to, because I feel as if you can be a little bit off the cuff sort of thing. But I've also got to say, within the next month or so, all this sort of disruption, what you're feeling within the family environment, it is going to settle, because there's a little bit of peace of mind being brought to you all as well at this time. So I hope that's okay for you.
Okay, thank you, Dave, on the email. Claire Devine is with us, and Wendy Messenger and Kay in Bromborough is on the line now. Good afternoon, Kay. You're through to Claire.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Kay. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. You?
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Oh, I'm going to help you this afternoon. Anything specific?
Could I just have a general reading, please?
Yeah, of course you can, Kay. Just bear with me a moment. As I was sat, obviously, waiting for the call to come through, I did pick up a lady's energy around.
Oh, right.
Okay. This lady, to me, feels motherly, but I know she's a grandmother. Okay. And I know there's been situations, particularly to do within your family life at the moment, there's been a lot of change. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. That change is for the good, I have to say. Okay. Right. I know things have been a bit up and down. Healing has been sent to you all as well. I get the name Doris as well, connected within the family line. But she also talks about someone to call Mike or Michael, who was down here. Okay. There's a lot of changes to do with work as well, I feel. And I know you've got certain official papers that need sorting out too. Okay, because I see that signing of contracts. She's saying just make sure you get that done. But there's a lot of celebrations as well, because I feel there's going to be a pregnancy as well this year, okay, within the family.
Yeah.
All right, because I've got the little one that comes in. And there's a lot of blessings with that too,
right.
I feel. But also for yourself, I do feel there's a situation regarding a friendship as well, where things are about a bit unsettled, or are going to become a bit unsettled as well. And you're not sure where you stand with people, do you understand?
Right, yes.
I know certainly of the next 8 weeks, things are going to get a lot clearer for you where that's concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And what you need to do is start making decisions, and sometimes we need to walk away to learn the lesson and then maybe come back to one another.
Yeah.
All right. But you are doing the right thing. A lot of happy times that come up for you. It's August as well as a very significant month and being made aware of. Okay. And there's also a house move, because I'm seeing a door number 14, so there's going to be a move as well within the family. Okay, so I hope that helps.
It does, that's lovely.
Oh, thanks, Kay.
All right, Kay, thank you for your call, Kay in Bromborough. 0151 708 1059 is the number to come through on. It's what, nearly 12:30, so we've got another half an hour of taking questions. 0151 708 1059. Remember, the show's for entertainment purposes only. If you want to come through on the phones today, do give us a call. You can text as well, 61025. Start your message with the word talk. That'll appear in the studio here as well. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to cross over to Buckley, and we're going to speak to Elsie. Good afternoon, Elsie. You're through to Wendy.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Elsie.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Is there anything in specific that you want to ask, or just a general reading?
A general reading. And is there any messages from my brothers or sister or parents or husband, whatever?
Okay, I'm sure there'll be some type of message there for you, okay.
Yeah.
As I'm sort of feeling your energy, Elsie, I want to say you're being a little bit anxious at this moment in time. Do you understand this?
I do.
All right, then. And what I've got to say is, you know, you are getting a lot of help from the spirit world in the fact of healing as well, because you have been sort of been worrying about yourself in your own health. Do you understand that?
I do.
All right, then. And I've also got to say, you know, please don't shut yourself behind closed doors. All right, because that's very important. And I know you've been going down memory lane as well. All right, so I know you've been thinking very much of different people in the spirit world. But I've also got to just bring a gentleman's energy here from the spirit world. And I'm going to say it is a fatherly feeling as he comes in. I know I feel great strength with him as he comes around, because he's saying there's been a lot of tears around you over this last few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying, you know what, we are here helping you, but they're just giving you encouragement to for you to get out and about again, to understand this, because it's important to them in the spirit world that you sort of live your life to the full. You see, it's very important, because where this sadness, where you feel the sadness, they also feel it in the spirit world as well for you.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I know there's going to be a difference in circumstances around you, all right, and there's nothing to worry about there. It's just changes of people coming around you to give you a helping hand, because that is what's needed at this moment in time, all right?
Yeah.
And I also feel a brotherly feeling just coming in on this link. And I know there's several brothers in the spirit world to you, but I've got to talk about the middle one. All right.
I had two brothers.
Yeah. Well, I've got to talk about the younger one. All right. Because as he comes in, I know he's been around you over these last few days, because he's saying you've been feeling a little bit uptight, he's saying there. And he's saying he's just been around you to give you that little bit of a helping hand. And he doesn't want you worrying at this moment, because there must be something you've received over this last week that's sent you into this worrying mode. And he wants to take that off you, because he's saying, you know what, it'll get sorted, so don't worry yourself too much about this, because there is people around you that's going to help you with this here on the earth, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. And family as well. Please don't worry about family as well, because I've picked that card as well for you, because everything is going to be all right within the next few weeks for you, because, you know, we're worrying too much, which is impinging on our physical health.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I am a worrier.
You are a bit of a worrier, I know. And you know what? I've got to say also that sometimes things can start very small, and before you know where you are, you've built that big snowball.
Oh.
All right. So things can escalate. All right. Oh. So just sort of take a little bit of time out for yourself. All right. And please don't worry too much, because this situation, what you found yourself in, is going to sort of start settling. All right.
Yes.
All right. So please take the love from the spirit world. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Elsie. Thank you for your call. Elsie in Flintshire, 0151 708 1059. What we'll do, we'll clear the lines now. So if you've been thinking about calling up, now's a good time to call. We'll clear the lines and we'll get some more callers on air between now and 1 o'clock. The phone number to call right now, 0151 708 1059. That's 0151 708 1059. Your email's more than welcome as ever to surgery@citytalk.fm. That's surgery@citytalk.fm. And you can text as well. It's 61025. Start your message with the word talk. Let's go back to the text. Claire, do you want to pick up this?
Yeah,
one? Michelle. Either her name is Michelle X, which is a great name, or she's put a kiss in capital letters on the end of her text. Could I have a general reading, please?
Oh, you can. Hope you're listening, Michelle, and hope you're okay. Right, let's see what's going on with you. First thing, I pick up with yourself, I feel a lot of frustration, I have to say. Okay, and I know this is to do with somebody from your past as well. Feels I'm all right on a friendship link for me, and I know you've been doing a lot of reminiscing and thinking about people in particular. This time now for you, I feel May time's the time for you to move forward. There's a lot of new beginnings and happiness that come in for you, I have to say. And I know certainly over the next 10 weeks, to do with relationships and home life, it's going to be completion for you. There has been a few tears as well, and I know you're missing somebody. I feel it is a lady that draws close from the spirit world. I also get the name Marie with this lady, and I don't feel she was, I'd say she was late 40s when she passed to the spirit world. And I know you've been thinking a lot of about people at this moment in time. Okay, she's given me a box at the moment. I can see this box, and I know this box is an opportunity that comes to you. And what I have to say is, the advice that she's given is take this opportunity and don't be frightened, because sometimes you're quite hesitant in what you do. So the confidence needs to be built up around you. But there's good things coming up with the relationship. And also there's a sister as well. I feel you have a sister, and there's good news that comes around with her. And I see two children around this lady too. So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you for everybody who's texting the show today. If you want to get your text in, do feel free to drop us a line at 61025. Start your message with the word talk. That's 61025. Start your message with the word talk. Claire, do you want to pick up this call from Marie in Waterloo? Good afternoon, Marie.
Hiya.
You're through to Claire.
Hi, Marie, you okay?
Hiya, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. How can I help this afternoon? Anything particular?
A bit of guidance, really.
Bit of guidance, bit of general.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, first thing I have to say to you is I do feel over the last 6 to 8 weeks there's been a bit of upheaval for yourself, do you understand?
Yeah.
And you kind of, it's like walking treacle with you at the moment, I have to say.
Yeah.
All right. You've kind of lost your focus in where you're going. And I know there's been certain people around you where it's been quite intense, the situation.
Yeah.
All right. And you kind of don't know where you're going with decision-making, I feel. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do know there's a male energy that I'm picking up around you. I know things haven't been so good with him as well. And I do feel it's going towards his work area.
Yeah.
Okay. That is going to change, I have to say.
Yeah.
I do feel there's... I'm not sure it's to do with changes with it, with where he works, or there's a takeover, but I do feel May time... things will have been settled for him there, okay? But I do see an offer that comes in of work for him.
Yeah. Okay. So it's going to be work?
Yes, in May this year.
Okay.
All right, so I know it might sound a way off, but we're in March now and this year's just flying by for me. So,
yeah.
You know, it'll soon be here. Mm-hmm. But he needs to kind of broaden his horizons, really, and where he's looking and things.
Yeah.
But I do feel the connection for work comes from somebody that he knows. You know, so I know somebody's going to mention, and I can see driving as well for some reason. So mm-hmm. I do feel like driving vans or deliveries, you know, that kind of thing I'm being made aware of. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this definitely comes in over the next 8 weeks where you'll find out about this. You need to look after yourself as well with regards to you've got so much worry on your mind at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I know there's a younger female around that you've been concerned about too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if this is a daughter that I'm picking up on. Mm-hmm. But I do get that sense of you're not sleeping because you're worrying about her
yeah.
and her situation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Things are, it's almost like you're having to walk on eggshells
yeah.
with her, you know, because
yeah.
she has got the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And it is quite a tough time and challenging at the moment. Mm-hmm. I do need to say of these next, be made aware of the next 6 weeks, okay, there's going to be a massive change. And it literally just comes out of the blue. It's like a big wake-up call where things are cleared. It's like the calm before the storm, but then everything settles down for her.
Yeah.
All right. There's also somebody called Pete or Peter as well, okay,
yeah.
that I'm being made aware of. That name's been given to me. And I have to say there's going to be a celebration in September this year for you all too.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. So there is good things to look forward to. Sometimes yeah. we need to go with the rough before we get the good things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
but everything is fine and you will be okay. And as I leave you, yeah, I just see this massive big rainbow in front of me as well.
Oh, lovely.
All right, so take care.
Thanks, Marie.
Nice one. That's Marie in Waterloo from Waterloo. We'll jump across to Netherley next. And Jodie's on the line. Good afternoon, Jodie. You're through to Wendy.
Hiya.
Hi, Jodie. What can I do for you today?
I'd just like a general reading, please.
All right, a general reading. Okay, then. As I'm feeling into your energy, Jodie, what I've got to say is at the moment I feel as if you're bouncing about everywhere. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
because I feel as if I need to sort of tie your legs together, to be quite honest, just to slow you down a little bit, all right, because not only like is it fast and furious with you, but I feel your mind is like that as well, please. All right, so I've got to say, even though everything seems to be a little bit in a pickle at this moment in time with you, I'm going to say if you actually sort of slow down in your physical sort of well-being, everything's sort of going to start falling into place for you, because I do
yeah.
feel something's not right at this moment in time with you, and you're getting a bit frustrated over it as well. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Where that is concerned, just try and take a step to the side. You know, because there's some more information there, really, what you need to be looking at. But because everything is in, I feel as if like you're in the thick of it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And because you're where you are, you need to take that sidestep so you can view it from a different angle, because nothing's really going to change until we sort of take ourselves out of the situation and have another look at it from a different angle, all right? So
yeah.
with that respect as well, I've got to say, I've got to just jump to a working aspect with you as well, okay? Because I feel things are changing quite quickly there for you. I'm going to say, don't be frightened of the changes, because they do feel good to me, all right, and they
yeah.
do feel as if I've got all this energy tied up in you where I need to be letting go a little bit and putting it in another direction, all right. So
yeah.
where this working environment is, please watch why the changes are happening, because they are all for the better, and just go with the flow of it, because within the next 4 to 5 months you're going to find yourself within the working situation in a better position than what you are at the moment.
Right,
all right, so please take on board what I've said, and please take some time out.
Right, okay.
Okay, then.
All right, Jodie, thank you for your call. That's Jodie in Netherley. We're going from Netherley to Southport, and Lynn's on the line. Good afternoon, Lynn. You're through to Claire.
Hello.
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 Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Claire.
Oh, good.
It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. This is a general reading and whether there's any words of guidance for my mum who's passed.
Oh, bless you. Okay. Well, I'm sure she is with you today on your magical day. I will send you lots of magical blessings as well. So tonight I want you to make a wish as well, because we've got a beautiful full moon at the moment, and it's a very magical time. So and be made aware that there's a wish there for you to be taken upon. Okay. Certainly for you, I do feel it's all about relationships for you this year. Do you understand? And about where you are at this moment in time. Okay. You need to start, it's almost like inner child again, you need to be more fun-like, okay? I do pick up this lady's energy that draws close for me at the moment, okay? This lady had really lovely hair, I've got to say. Something about her hair, she's very particular about her hair. And she's coming around with guidance for you. It's all, I almost feel very angelic with her, I have to say, okay? But you need to take things a little bit easier. I know the last 9 weeks have been very hectic for you, do you understand?
I do.
Okay, so she's saying she wants you to take some time out. I know there's a holiday. You've either just booked it or you're thinking of booking it, but I know certainly there's a holiday that's coming up as well, and it's a much needed break that you need to take.
Thank you.
Okay. But with this holiday, there's going to be huge changes for you. I feel it's almost like finding yourself again. Okay, and this is the time to do a lot of reflection. There's also something to do with work as well and business for you.
Okay.
And I do feel there's a new opportunity to do with business that comes in around April time.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'll say to you is go with that feeling that you have, because at the moment you're not quite sure about the proposition that's been put forward to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go with your intuition, but I do feel that it will be a very good, fruitful outcome for you with regard to this opportunity. Just make sure you make the ground rules and say what you want out of the deal. Okay, as long as you're honest with them, then you will get everything you want. And certainly from September onwards, that business will just begin to grow and grow.
Right, thank you.
And the sun definitely is shining down on you. A lot of hard work you've done the last 3 years as well.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you've done a lot of work the last 3 years, and you need to pat yourself on your back and give yourself credit where credit's due.
Thank you.
You know, because there are a lot of people that are very proud of you, I have to say. And it is a magical time this year for you, certainly is. And I know obviously we do readings for this year, but I do feel February 2013 is going to be a very significant month for you.
Right.
So I want you to make a note of that and just keep it on your diary or on your calendar and just see what comes.
I will do.
Oh, so happy birthday, have a lovely day.
Thanks.
And a lovely evening.
Take care. Cheers. Bye. That's Lynn in Southport. Happy birthday to her. 0151 708 1059. I'm sure we'll take some birthday, you know, recommendations. If people want to mention they've got birthdays, always happy to give you a shout.
Yeah, that'd be nice. My auntie's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday.
All right. We've opened a can of worms, potentially, haven't we?
Auntie Jean, bless her.
Happy birthday for tomorrow. 6:10:25. Start your message with the word talk if you want to text in. We'll go to the phones again. So we'll get through as many questions as we can between now and 1 o'clock here on City Talk.
This is the City Surgery. City Talk 105.9.
And it's gone 1:45. It's City Talk 105.9 across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales. We always do the psychic surgery on a Friday. Two psychics in the studio answering your questions. Claire Devine and Wendy Messenger with us today. Claire, you've got an event, by the way. You're out and about this weekend.
Yes, we're at Walton Hall Gardens in Warrington doing a Mind Body Spirit Festival on Saturday and Sunday. 10 till 5 on both days. There's going to be free talks there from Angel, meditation, cosmic ordering, Richard Keogh, who was on with us last week, the angel man, he's going to be there playing live music and doing talks also. Also a family fun day really as well, so we've got stuff for the children. Peppa Pig, Mickey Mouse are going to be there, 50 stalls selling all everything new age, from crystals, books, healers, holistic treatments, barbecue if the weather stays nice, which I'm hoping it does. And then we've got an evening of clairvoyance on both evenings, Saturday and Sunday. Anyone wants to book tickets, they can go to the website or call the number 0845 201 4884.
I think there's a link on our website, so I mentioned that. citytalk.fm website, that people can find the link there. Joan is on the line. She's our next caller. She's in Bootle. Good afternoon, Joan. I'm going to put you on with Wendy.
Hello.
Hello, Joan.
Hi, Wendy.
Hiya. What can I do for you today?
In general, please.
A general one.
Please.
Okay, then. Yeah. All right, then. Now, as I'm sort of connecting with your energy here, Joan, I've got to say with you, you know, you always sort of know that you're a lady who knows where she's going. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I always feel quite structured around you, and I also feel a bit safe as well with you in that way of, you know, you'll bring me a little bit of comfort as well, you know, in general light. But I've also got to say with you at this moment in time, again, I feel as if things have been moving around you over the last few weeks. Do you understand there? And I'm feeling a shift sort of in myself as well. And that's causing me a little bit of, I wonder what that is. You know, that type of feeling.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got to say there with you, I feel as if there's been a gentleman around you from the spirit world. And I know this gentleman comes in quite tall here as he comes forward. And I know I've got to go to sort of like a fatherly feeling as he comes in with you.
Yeah.
And I've got to say he's around you giving you a little bit of guidance because over, like I said, these last few weeks, something's just not sitting right with you.
Yeah.
All right. So he's coming in to give you a little bit of inspiration there because he's saying, you know what to do. It's just putting your foot forward to get on with doing what you need to be doing. All right, because you're quite level-headed about things, but for whatever reason, you've been backtracking on there. And he's saying that's not good for you because you're not normally like that. And this is where he gives me a feeling of having a little bit of indigestion type of feeling as well here.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So he's saying, you know what, just take a deep breath. Just take that step forward because everything's going to go according to plan. All right, so you've got nothing to worry about. It's just that little bit of hesitation, what you've been feeling that's been making you feel a little bit of out of sorts. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're saying deep breath and let's get on with it.
Okay.
All right, then, and I'll leave you with that.
Okay, Joan, thank you for your call. We're going to have to move on because we've got plenty to get through. Joan in Bootle there. Let's go to Birkenhead. Adrian is on the line. Good afternoon, Adrian. You're through to Claire, who's throwing her cards around the studio.
It's definitely something naughty. Aye, are you okay?
Yeah, not so bad, sir.
Good. How can I help you this afternoon? Anything specific?
Just general, please. Just my dad, my auntie passed away, my granddad. So,
right, no problem. First thing I do pick up for yourself, please, is a gentleman from the spirit world. He was made me aware of himself very much while Wendy was doing the last reading. And he talks particularly about September last year for you. Okay, so going back to September last year, there was a very upsetting time, I do feel. A lot of tears were shed as well. And you're kind of still getting over a grieving process as well. Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, well, like I say, my auntie, like, close like my mum, really.
And,
my dad passed away in my arms, so it was kind of mad. My daughter was born a week later, so it was a bit crazy.
Yeah, they are. You know, the spirit world do very much look after us and send healing all the time to us. And then do know there's a celebration that comes up as well for you. Okay, because I've got like happy times, and I do feel a family gathering certainly over the next 3 months.
Well, I had a baby boy born yesterday.
Oh, congratulations!
Congratulations, Adrian.
So he was born yesterday, first baby boy as well.
Oh, so they're talking about the celebrations and the happy time, you know, because sometimes with sadness comes happiness as well.
Yeah.
You know, they come hand in hand. But certainly for you, you do need to start focusing more towards the future, OK?
I know, and, that's true.
You know, with work and stuff, I know things have been very difficult and, you know, you don't know from one day to the next where you are kind of thing, but I have
That is spot on, that, because
I'm
a pension manager and they literally send me up and down the country and I don't know where I am one day to the next.
You know, what I've got to say to you, though, is certainly over the next 8 weeks, I do feel that you're going to get some sort of, like, permanent residence of where you're going to be. Okay.
That's what I need.
So I do feel the next 8 weeks that comes in for you. All right. But you do need to look after yourself and start getting that sleep as well because your sleep patterns and you've got the little one now.
I was going to say, he's got no chance. He just had a little boy.
Well, you know, our baby was dead good. She slept right the way through. But anyway, that's not about me. But I do know you need to look after yourself as well. Okay.
Yeah.
And try and communicate more as well because sometimes you are keeping these feelings inside and not sharing.
I always have done, to be honest with you. Because, like I said, I'm from Oldham originally, but I'm down in Birkenhead because my kids are here. So I don't really have a family to speak to.
Yeah.
I don't really go up there much, so I kind of keep it to myself.
Oh, but, you know, sometimes we do need to offload. And do you know what? When we do that, it brings family closer together.
Yeah, and, like, my mum's 60 and that, and, like, you know, she's not had an easy life, so I try not to put my problems onto her, you know?
No, but I think you'd be surprised. You know, a problem shared is a problem halved, and I do feel this family coming together, OK?
Yeah.
But certainly with work, there is a really good opportunity that comes in for you, and it will enable you to do a move as well, because I feel a house move is needed as well.
good. Well, I'm actually looking at the moment, so that's right as well, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the house move is there, but it will come after this job opposition.
Brilliant.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Adrian. We're going to have to move on, pal, but congratulations on the long run as well.
Right,
that's Adrian in Birkenhead. Maybe he's moving somewhere else soon, according to what he's just... we'll wait and see. Terry's on the line in Runcorn. Good afternoon, Terry. You're through to Wendy Messenger.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Terry.
Hi.
Hi. What type of reading do you want, Terry? Do you want...
Well, really, I'm just wondering what sort of where my future lies. I'm unemployed at the moment.
Oh, don't give me any information, because it's up to me to give you the information. Well, all right. Okay, then. What I've got to say to you, Terry, is you come over to me as someone who's quite assertive, knows where I'm going, and also quite focused. But what I've got to say is over these last few months, that focus has gone a little bit by the by, do you understand?
Yeah.
And I've got to say there, you know, don't be disheartened about not having anything returned back to you. And while I'm saying that, you must have sent, obviously, applications off, because I'm feeling as if nothing's been forthcoming back at this moment in time. Do you understand that? Because I feel as if this is what's also adding to you feeling a little bit doubtful about your own prospects for the future, okay? What I've got to say is, you know, there is things that are happening over the next few weeks for you. There is a job offer on the cards here, but I feel it's going to be something different than what you're actually doing now. It will take you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but what I've got to say is, you know, you can turn your hand to anything. You're quite pliable, so I've got to say there, just focus, have that clarity and just get on with things there. So there is a job offer there. I've just turned over some cards here, and it's got like one of them's called You Are Gifted. And with that, I've got to say, you know, this opportunity, I said, is not like what you sort of used to. You've got to trust yourself, you know. You've really got to trust yourself, because you will reap the rewards, because it's going to take you in a different area as well. I have also got to say as well that you've been thinking too much. All right. And with that, it's like mulling over and raking over the past. All right. So I've got to say there, it's all right thinking about the past, but also leave it on a positive note as well, because you've not really been doing that. So please watch where this new job offer comes in, and please take care and be a little bit more focused.
Terry, thank you for your call. We are out of time. Thank you for everybody who's contacted the show, the station today, for questions on our psychic surgery. It's back next week between 12 and 1. Apologies, we couldn't get to your question. We do get absolutely swamped with requests. But they're back 12 to 1 next week. Our thanks to Claire Devine
and to
Wendy Messenger.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you. If you go to the City Talk website, you can find more out about the Sugar Butter Media crew. That's on the website, www.citytalk.fm.
This is the City Surgery. Expert advice for the cost of a phone call. The City Surgery. City Surgery. City Talk 105.9.